When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Bob, not his real name, reaching out saying, I dated this girl a few years ago. We both realized that she and I just didn't click. We were better off as friends.
Okay.
I'm glad it didn't work because I set her up with one of my guy friends and they're totally happy together. In fact, they're living together.
All right.
The thing is, I didn't tell my buddy not only that we dated, but I got her pregnant. And she gave the baby up for adoption. As far as he knows, she and I are just friends. Should I have told him that we were together? Should I give him a heads up about her being pregnant at one time with my kid? I know it's something she wants to keep quiet, but if it all comes out, should it be for me and not her? I'm not too sure what to do here.
Oh, wow. That's, I feel like you missed a window there where you could have said, yeah, I mean, we kind of,
we were kind of a thing.
So his buddy doesn't even know they dated.
Exactly.
Much less.
Had a kid together that is out in the world right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, here's the thing.
That's big.
The only way that this is really going to come to light is if at one point the kid comes looking for their biological parents. And that could be quite a shock if these two end up together, married, and then down the road.
I mean, is it his place?
It's probably more her place.
I feel like it is. And if she's like, hey, let's just keep quiet for now, then I think you let her kind of lead the way on that, right?
Until she knows, like, they're going to have a future together?
Maybe.
But then the thing is, though, the connecting tie is Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Where they're like, what?
Is friends with this guy who hooked him up with this.
Can you use the shaggy defense?
The shaggy defense? It wasn't me?
It wasn't me?
No, I don't.
Can you deny that it happened?
No. No.
Can you plead stupidity?
No.
Didn't know?
No. Because what if she's probably going to throw him under the bus with that. Yeah, no, it's a sticky situation, but I think transparency is probably.
So you think doing it now? Well, because that could throw a torpedo in the middle of their relationship. All right, so Kelly and I, like I said before, the comments so far on Facebook are divided. Like, we don't have a clear path right now, and that's why this is group therapy. This is why maybe, a specific situation that you've been in may be hard to find, but maybe there has been something similar that you can say, hey, based on my experience, this is what I did, and this is how it turned out. I know everybody's situation is different.
Right. And okay, how long have they been dating?
Does he say?
It just said, I said they're totally happy together, living together. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't
I don't know how long they've been together.
All right. A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets.
Yeah, I don't know. Did Bob miss the window?
I think Bob missed the window, but still, I kind of go back.
A heads up.
I kind of go back and say, like, if Bob wanted to, he could have said, yeah, I mean, there was a girlfriend of mine I think you'd be great with.
Right.
Like, he could have said that.
We just dated for a little bit, but we're better off friends.
Coulda, woulda. I feel like it's her place to kind of drop the whole, hey, by the way, I had a kid.
Right.
Like,
that someday may want to look for me.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? All right. Let us know what you think. If you have a story that could help in this situation, 502-795-1997 is our number. It's group therapy. To tell or not to tell that your ex-girlfriend had a baby that she put up for adoption to your best friend that she's now dating? That's the question.
That is the question. Because he kind of missed the window to say, just the extent of his relationship.
Yeah, Bob's who we're talking about.
Setting him up with, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jasmine, what do you think?
Hey, has anybody ever said on Facebook that Bob needs to take a really big bite of Not My Place pudding and keep his mouth shut?
Yes, there's a lot of people saying that. Not in that fun, creative way. But yes, a lot of people are like, that ship has sailed. You missed your window to say something, and now you got to keep your mouth shut. It's her story to tell.
It's her story to tell. they're living together. How does he know that they don't, she's not already said something and dude doesn't care. And they're just wondering if Bob's going to break his silence.
Yeah.
And is he really a really good friend?
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Jasmine.
Yeah,
appreciate
there's
it.
A lot of people just like, oh, I'm grabbing some popcorn. I just want to see how this plays out. Cora says, am I the only one thinking about the movie this would make if they ended up having kids together and then the siblings find each other somehow?
Oh, my gosh. Now, Bethany, there's another thing that you're thinking when it comes to who should say what.
I feel like she's going to have to tell her new boyfriend at some point because as someone who just had a baby, I can confirm if they ever go to have kids, he's going to find out. Because at multiple appointments, they usually verify with you, okay, is this your first pregnancy? Oh, it's your second or your third or whatever.
Yeah. They're
going to hurt and he's going to hear, no, it's my second. And he's going to be like, wait, what?
Okay, so maybe Bob gets, you know, tells her, hey, you should probably say something to him.
Yeah, I mean, if they have any kind of future where they think they might be having kids, I don't know if it's necessarily Bob's place because, yeah, that window is, that ship has sailed. He should have told him a long time ago.
Right.
But on her part, she definitely needs to tell him if it's something that might come up in the future as far as them having children.
Yeah, Bethany, I'm thinking that's her story to tell, not Bob's.
But when do we tell it? Do we tell it now? Do we wait until, like, we're getting engaged?
I think it should be for a ring because they'll probably want to know something like that. But,
yeah, they're living together right now. Don't know how long they've been together, but they're living together.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she thinks they've got some kind of future, then she needs to let him know.
Yeah, I agree. Bethany, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
And then the question is, okay, so if she tells her new boyfriend, okay, I at one point had a kid, I gave it up for adoption.
Yeah.
So, you know, down the road, not sure if they're going to come looking for me or not. Just wanted you to know. Do we say, and Bob's a dad? Or do we leave the dad's identity a secret?
I mean, as a guy, I'm going to ask who it is.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, I think she's going to spill the beans and she needs to include Bob.
It's going to be everything. And, you know, she can be the one that's like, hey, you can understand why I didn't say anything or whatever. I knew that you guys were friends or whatever.
I didn't want it to be awkward.
Yeah, yeah. So
have you have any preconceived notions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I definitely think it's her story to tell.
So Bob encourages her, like, hey, you might want to give him a heads up before you guys get too serious.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
Though. I really want to be a fly on the wall. Like, do the three of them go out to dinner?
No, that's a conversation she has with him.
Okay.
And then maybe Bob never gets brought into it.
We need to say that Bob's a part of it.
No. I'm saying maybe Bob never gets to have the satisfaction
over?
Of, getting invited over for the big reveal.
But then what if he hangs out with them again at some point, like the next time
after
the reveal?
I mean, sure, that might be a little awkward.
I learned you guys have a deeper connection than I thought.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, like I said, Bob, keep your mouth shut.
Let her tell the story, but you might want to just gently encourage that.
All right. Thanks for reaching out. That's group therapy.